Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for being here. Lord, for all that you have ordained and all that you have prepared. We're so excited, Lord, to receive it. We're so excited, God, to embrace it. We're so excited to engage with it. And Lord, we know that as we open up our hearts and as we yield to you, we know something good is about to happen to us. Lord, the Bible says the glory of the latter house far surpasses the former. So we're full of expectation, knowing that every new thing you do by far outweighs the glory of the previous, the glory of the former. So Lord, we are looking at this year and this season and what is ahead of us right now with such expectation like we have never had. Lord, our hearts are so full of great faith. Lord, we're full of gratitude. We're full of thanksgiving. And we're full of expectation, great faith. We're looking forward. We're believing. We're trusting. Woo! We're trusting. Hallelujah. Not a jot of your word will fall to the ground in our lives. You will enable us, God, to elevate, to rise up like a mighty edifice. Lord, you will build in us. You will build through us. You will build with us. You will do amazing things. We thank you for it, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody shout hallelujah. Put your hands together. Praise the name of the Lord. You know he deserves the glory. You know he deserves the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Before we take our 2025 confessions and sit down, I want you to just keep standing for a minute and I want you to join me. We're going to release the dew of heaven on this new publications. If you can, please put them back up if you're able to. Put them back up because I'm going to have you stretch forth your hands and pray over them. We don't have them physically yet, but we should, by God's grace, this week. We should have both the printed copies as well as the electronic copies. We're trusting God they will all be ready this week. They're out with our printers, and they should be ready this week. But even before we have them, you know, before we take possession of them, I want to do something slightly different with these particular publications. Than previous, you know, we've written, praise God, the Lord has helped us turn out quite a number of publications in this ministry. But like Pastor Tino was saying, for some reason, I don't know, I feel like the Lord is very heavily invested in these two new books, especially the one, the main book is the Knowing God More Intimately. The Uncommon Wisdom is a 30-day devotional. Now, for the Uncommon Wisdom devotional, I tell you, I just believe that all over the world, these two books are going to go all over the world. Wherever God's people take hold of them, one, their lives will be radically elevated in the Spirit of God. The Uncommon Wisdom, people would actually receive a fresh baptism of the wisdom of God and find themselves operating at much higher levels of wisdom than they ever have just by going through and being diligent with those materials. I'm releasing my faith for a number of things. For the main book, The Knowing God Intimately, I'm going to tell you this. You know, as the Lord has helped us, we've turned out quite a number of publications. I've written quite a bit, some that have not even been published, you know, over the years. But I literally felt God breathing on that book, the Holy Spirit breathing that book, breathing upon it, Knowing God Intimately. And so we're going to do something slightly different. most of our books around the world, we're pushing them electronically because that's the way we get them out fastest. That's where they can go, you know, they can go to Europe, they can go to South America, they can go to Africa, they can go Asia, they can go everywhere. And we're going to continue to do that. But for this, I'm actually releasing my faith for the, especially knowing God more intimately, and also, of course, the uncommon wisdom, but more especially, knowing God more intimately, I'm releasing my faith that they will go into multiple languages. They will go into multiple languages. I'm also releasing my faith that even though people get them electronically, they'll be available to anyone who wants them electronically. I'm also releasing my faith that anyone who wants the physical hard copy will actually be able to get the physical hard copy. They will be able to get it. Now, all of that costs money, but the Lord, you know, I sense that all he's asking for is, you ask me for it, you believe me for it, I'll get it done. So that's what we're doing. We've asked him for it, we're believing him for it, and I expect him to get it done. So, of course, you know, we're going to start once we get it out into the world and we begin to distribute. And you know, you may have family members, friends, you may have people that are precious to you. You want to bless them. This would be a great book to bless people with, to help them in their spiritual walk, whether they are yet trying to find God or they are already in Christ and they want to grow. That book would really, really help them. But we'll start with India when we are ready, because we've already translated one major book in the Indian language. And then we're gonna do this one as well. And then supernaturally, the Lord is going to help us get them around the world. And then other languages as well. We're not going to stop with the Hindi. We're going to go to other languages as well. And the Lord is going to help us get those books around the world. So I want you to take a step of faith with just believe. In this year, I tell you, one of the things, and I've shared some of the details of this both with Pastor Tino and our family, our adult children. It's very clear to me, if you believe God, God is just looking for faith. God is looking for people that will believe. That's all. If you will believe God, I don't know what's going on in your own life. I don't know what you are expecting in your future. I don't know what you are going towards. But whatever it is, no matter how great it is, this year is going to be, there's going to be some unusual things happening in the lives of God's people where the realm of faith is concerned. God is just looking for people that will be daring enough to believe. If you can be daring enough to believe, and you are willing to sell out in the steps of faith, those steps of faith that are required to give God a chance to do something in your life, God will do the unimaginable. God will do some things for you this year. I'm telling you now, some things will seem impossible, and they will seem, why would you even think about that, right? They will seem like, why would you even want to imagine that? Some things will seem like that up front. But I'm telling you, if you will marshal, and we're starting now as we go into the time of fasting next week, we get you get yourself together, get yourself ready. Things you've never believed God for. If you will marshal your faith to believe for the impossible, that's all God is asking you to do. God is not asking you to get people in position. God is not asking you to move on people. He's not asking you to call everybody and try to get things to happen yourself. No, no, no. All God is asking you to do is you just marshal your faith and believe for the impossible. Believe for the impossible. Something happened, I think it was towards the close of the year last year. And somebody said, that's unbelievable. I said, that's true. That is absolutely right. That is unbelievable. But if you will believe for the unbelievable, God will do some amazing things in your life. So let's start. This is kingdom business right here. This is kingdom. You know, we don't sell our books. We don't, so you can see me this passionate about getting the books out. Somebody said, maybe pastor wants to get rich.
Yeah, I will get rich, but it was not through selling the book. I mean, actually, I am rich already, but I will get richer. I will get very, very much richer, but it won't be through the dollars and cents from the book. We don't sell our books. They are free. So whether it's hard copy, whether it's electronic, they all go around the world free. But so why are you so passionate about it? Because I know it's the heart of God. I do know that. It is the heart of God. And what moves the heart of God moves my heart. So I want you to join me in faith. Just partner with me just for a minute right here. We want to ask God for the dew of heaven on this publication. Stretch forth your hands towards them wherever, whichever way you can. The names of the books, Knowing God More Intimately is the first one. And the second one is Uncommon Wisdom. And just prophesy that the wings, on the wings of the angels, the wings of the angels, these publications will be carried around the world, around our nation, beginning right here in the United States, around the nation of the United States, around this continent, around the world generally. And this, there will be no boundaries, no limits. We are asking God for open doors for these publications. We are asking for the favor of God for these publications. We are asking that God will create things, the things that eyes have not seen, the things that ears have not heard, the things that have not yet entered into the heart of man. God will do them by these publications, these books, as they go around the world in the lives of God's people. In the name of Jesus, God will stir up a hunger that one will lead to the other. There will be a supernatural connecting bridge all around the world. There'll be a chain, a network created to carry far and wide these publications, to be a blessing to the heart of men, the heart of women, the heart of young people, the heart of children all over the world. And as they lay hold on them in the name of Jesus, they will know God, that the Ruach of God himself will breathe upon them in the name of Jesus. There will be revelation knowledge. The eyes of understanding of the people will be opened in the name of Jesus, that they will be elevated to new realms in their walk with God, in their knowledge of God, that they will step up into places where they have never yet been in their relationship with God, in the name of Jesus. The realms of wisdom, realms of uncommon wisdom. Oh, the garment, the mantle of the wisdom of God will come suddenly and radically upon the lives of his people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Life will be breathed. Life will be breathed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Something amazing, something supernatural, something uncommon. Something that would beautify the destinies of men and women and young people and children all over the world through these publications. We thank you for it, Father. We release our faith. We receive the dew of heaven. We receive the blessing, the mightily outstretched arms of our Almighty Father. In the name of Jesus, the walking of the ministering spirit, the angels of God, as by covenant, they begin to operate and walk through these publications. The resources to get them to everyone who wants them. The resources to put a hard copy in the hands of everyone who wants them. Anywhere in the world, in the name of Jesus, we receive the resources to translate them to multiple languages, the resources to get them all over the world. We receive right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. You are worthy to receive the glory, and you will receive the glory and the praise from this one. God, greater glory than we have given to you before. Get greater honor, greater praise than we have ever been positioned to release to you. We will release to you through these publications, through the work that you will do through these publications. And we thank you for it, our God. We bless and we magnify your holy name. You alone deserve it. Receive it, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And hallelujah. Everybody shout. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Put your hands together. Bless the name of our King.
Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Glory to God. So excited. Can hardly help myself. Amen and amen. Okay, let's take our 2025 confessions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2025 prophetic confessions. Let's go. 2, 3, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruit will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvest, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side. I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack, no stress, no dryness, no tiredness, no weakness, and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, it gives life to my body and to my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I'm treading under my feet with long life. He satisfies me and he's showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Please go ahead and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome. Welcome to 2025. Oh, Lord, it will be glorious for you and for your family. You will enjoy the dew of heaven. Your dew season will arrive much quicker than you imagine. In the name of Jesus, you will receive grace to walk in God's due order. The Lord will enable you to rise up like a mighty edifice. You will accomplish all that has been ordained for you. My friends, life is a walk. Life is a walk. Life is a race. And we're running against ourselves. Glory to God. We've got to get where God ordained for us to get to. We're going somewhere, but where we're going is where God ordained for us to get to. We're not running on any human being's clock. We're not competing with anyone. We're competing with ourselves to get there. Like that scripture Pastor Tino read during the offering. You know, he says, I fight my body. Where you are only competing against yourself. You are not competing against anyone. You are not on anybody's schedule. Amen. You are not on any human being's timetable. Age is not a marker. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation is the marker of life. Amen. It's not age. Amen. It's not age. Revelation is the marker of life. Yes. The day your eyes open to see what God has prepared for you, that's when your clock begins. Now, unfortunately, for many people, their eyes never open. Their clocks never begin. Moses could have died a frustrated person. You know that, right? You do know that, right? He could have died frustrated, trying this, trying that, with a good heart. He's a good man. Good man. Wanted to, you know, save God's people. He knew these people, you know, they shouldn't be fighting one another. They shouldn't be hurting one another. In fact, he one time, the Egyptian who was trying to hurt one of God's people, he went and killed the man. Like, these are God's people. You shouldn't be hurting them. Moses is a good man. He saw them fighting one another, looked at them. You shouldn't be fighting one another. He's a good man. Like, you are God's people. You are not competing against one another. You are not in a race against one another. You are one people. You are God's creation. You are all going in the same direction. He's a good man. He has a good heart. But you know what? He could have died a frustrated man without fulfilling God's purpose for his life. You know? Because in spite of all that he did, people couldn't understand him. The Bible says in the Acts, while he thought his brethren would understand that God sent him, he said, but unfortunately, they could not understand. It's then the Acts of the Apostles. They could not understand. And you know what a frustration life can be when you are not understood?
We need to be understood to build. In order to be able to build, you have to be understood. That's why at the Tower of Babel, the only way they could have been dispersed was to make sure they couldn't understand one another anymore. When you are not understood, you cannot build. Nothing you try to build in this life will stand if you are not understood. Understanding is so crucial, is so powerful. God can't build through you unless you receive a spirit of understanding and wisdom. The eyes of your understanding have to be enlightened. You have to be able to see some things are not readily available. They are not clear immediately. The Bible calls some things in 2 Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You have to find that scripture for me because I have all these things in my spirit, but I haven't checked them. It says, we speak the hidden wisdom. Many times the wisdom of God is hidden. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 2:7. You got it. Thank you. You're great. You're awesome. Ife, thank you. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory. If you don't see God's hidden wisdom, some things are happening in your life right now. You may think they are working against you, but they are actually working for you. You lost something and you thought you lost an opportunity. Actually, you gained glory. You didn't know it. If you contact the hidden wisdom of God, you will understand that there are some things in life that are taken away from you so that when you rise to your realms of glory, those things will not pull you down. Sometimes you can look at losses in your life as losses. No, sometimes God strips us of things that can, you know, gold has to be refined. But when you are refining gold, it looks like you are punishing gold because the only way you refine gold is through fire. It takes the hidden wisdom of God to understand and to recognize that that fire is not sent to destroy the gold. It's sent to refine it. And if you don't have gold that is refined, that gold that is not refined is pure, is useless, has no value. But in order for you to get gold that is actually full of value and profitable, that gold has got to be refined. And God's process of refining gold sometimes is fire. So, a fire that happened is a fire that fire is not always bad. Without fire, you will not hear the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Would you know their names today? No, you would not. It was fire that enabled us to know them. But we know them now, don't we? We know them because of the fourth man who showed up in the fire. Hallelujah. My friends, fire is not always a bad thing. Sometimes fire is a good thing. Sometimes fire enables God to show his power in your life. Testings are not bad. Adversity is not always negative. But all of this is hidden wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Discomfort is not a negative word. In order for you to walk with God, you must go through discomfort. Nobody can walk with God and not have discomfort. You can't do it. You can't do it. Your life will change when you obey the call of God. Nobody is ever called by God and their life remains the same. It's not possible. It's not. It is not possible. Or you can't walk with God. Remember, Moses' wife said to him, you know, one time when he had them, he was going to have their son circumcised. The woman was so upset, she was so mad, she called, she said, you are a man of blood. Because she couldn't understand, okay, this is a crazy life. You say God called you, we're following, okay, God, and now you are going to cut the foreskin of our son and bleed him In our mind, you are going to bleed him to death. No, Moses said, we are just fulfilling covenant. She said, you are a man of blood. Sometimes when people don't understand what God is doing in your life, they call you crazy names. It's because they don't understand what God is doing in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot walk with, when God calls you as a child of God, you have a cross. Immediately, the day you get saved, you have a cross. Immediately. Every Christian has a cross. There is no calling without a cross. You can't walk with God without a cross. In any capacity, there is a cross to carry. What did Jesus say? Unless you deny yourself, you carry your cross and follow me, what? You can't be my disciple. You can't be my disciple. That's what he said. He did not say that. I don't have the scripture. You can have a scriptoria sitting right there. She's very fast. She can find things for me. Find it, because I didn't prepare that. Right? But Jesus said, unless you deny yourself, unless you carry your cross, and unless you follow me, you cannot be my, you can be a Christian, but you can't be my disciple. Did she find it there? Huh? She's still looking. Look, you have grace today. I think somewhere in Luke, and you can please help us, those of you scriptorians that are in the house. You can be a Christian, but you can't be a disciple. And there's a difference between the two. God can only build with disciples. Read your Bible. God can only build with disciples. Read your Bible very well. God can only build with disciples. When God has a mission, he sends disciples. When God wants to accomplish a goal, he sends his. God doesn't use just anybody.
Amen.
God needs this. In order for you to walk in partnership with God, now some people may think, oh, that's the sacrifice is too much. Oh, it's too hard. It's too uncomfortable. It's too demanding. My friends, I wish you saw the glory. There's glory.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, there's glory. Remember that scripture? I think it's just, oh, you found it. God bless you. Look at it. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be. Let's see that in the KJ. Because the first, I think there's one that says deny himself. Matthew 16:24. And Luke 9:24. 23, 24. You see, you have a lot of scriptorians helping you. Look at that. Put that up for us. Luke 9, 23 and 24. There you go. Thank you so much. Look at it. For whosoever, and he said unto, 23, let's start from 23. Yes. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Let him deny himself and then do what? Take up his cross. How many days? Only on Sunday? Only on Christmas Day? Only on the first Sunday of the year? Only at Easter? You know, I was ministering something that's a revelation to you. I mean, God is going to give me grace to come back and talk about it sometime during the year, later on. It's a huge revelation. See, in the Old Testament, God told them some days are more important than others. He told them that. He said, I want you to hallow the Sabbath. Right? Because it's holy unto me. Because the Sabbath is when God himself rested. He rested on the seventh day. But in the new covenant, God thinks to himself, every day is just as important to me. Because now we're in a race against time. We have to save humanity. I can't have people only serve me on Sabbath. I can't have people only do miracles on Sabbath. We're in a race. Monday morning, sometimes there can be a miracle needing to be happening. Right? Now, the reason the religious leaders struggle with it is because they couldn't take the mind of Christ, the mind of God. That's why you have that confession. It's in that confession. I have the mind of Christ and I think the thoughts of God. Right? You have to be able to think like God to appreciate some of the ways God thinks. Right? Like when Jesus healed that woman, I think it's Luke chapter 13, I'm not sure. That woman, the Bible says, was bound for how many years? So many years. And the woman, and Jesus said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. But he healed her on the Sabbath. You know, the biggest problem, as happened many other times, the biggest problem that the religious rulers had was, no, this is contrary to what God told us. The Sabbath is not for miracles. The Sabbath is not for works. It's for us just do nothing. So they could not just, they couldn't, they didn't understand it. And then this man says he's a son of God. But he's breaking God's law. You see, they knew the law. They knew the law. Glory to God. It's in this, this statement I'm about to make. Is in knowing God more intimately. They knew Nicodemus was a teacher of the law. He taught the Pentateuch. He taught it in the temple. He was one of those who taught it. Right? He taught the Torah. But that ruler of the law came and asked Jesus, what does a man need to do to be saved? Does that make sense to you? Do you understand that? How can a ruler of the law who is teaching people how to know God? He came to ask Jesus, what do I need to do to be saved? See, that's religion for you right there. Religion is a killer. Religion could make you feel you have something that you don't have. And religion is not just in denominational churches with, you know, big buildings. And religion is everywhere. Religion is in this room as we're speaking right now. Religion is just a mindset. That's what it is. It's a way of thinking that is different from the ways of the Holy Spirit. That's what religion is. Religion says, follow the law. The law says this. And Jesus said, I didn't come to break the law. I came to fulfill it. So that means there was a spirit in the law that was lacking in the old covenant, which Jesus came to fulfill in the new covenant. So now he's not stuck to letters. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Because that's the letter of the law. But there is a spirit. There is a spirit. Remember that scripture? We'll come back right here to Luke 9:23. We'll come right back here. But you remember in John 6:63, what he said? The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. But Jesus said, the words that I speak to you. This is the difference between Jesus in the new covenant and all the teachers of the law in the old covenant. In the old covenant, they taught the law. It was the letter of the law. Everything was by the letter of the law. In the new covenant, it's by the spirit of the word of God. See that scripture? Look at it. John 6:63. Find it. Let's look at it and we'll come right back here. John chapter 6, verse 63. There it is. And give it to us in the Amplified. John 6:63. Thank you. Look at it. It is the Spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatsoever. There is no profit in it. The words, the truth that I have been speaking to you, they are spirit. And they are life. And so, let me ask you, in order to contact what God is saying to you, if God is on a certain frequency, you know, you can have a radio and you're trying to find a particular station on that radio, and all you are hearing is just static. And you can throw the radio on the down and say, this radio is bad. The radio may not be bad. It may be that you did not find the frequency where that station is. The frequency where God operates is the frequency of the spirit. It's not the frequency of the letter. So, if you are constantly trying to understand everything by the letter, you are trying to constantly understand everything and measure everything by the letter, by the flesh, by what you know, by what you understand in your natural mind, you are obviously going to miss God a lot. Because the frequency at which God is operating is very different from the frequency at which natural man is operating. That's why he said, go there. Let's go back. We're going to go back to Luke chapter 9:23. Go to Isaiah chapter 55. And let's quickly look at verse 8 there. That's why he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Right? Neither are your ways my ways. My ways are not your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. What is he talking about? The frequency. So when God speaks, we need to rise up to a higher frequency to be able to lay hold on it. This is the secret between what the Bible describes as the hidden wisdom of God. There's a hidden wisdom. The reason it is hidden is because it is at a higher level, higher frequency, that the natural man cannot decode or understand. However, it is not useful unless we understand it at the higher frequency, and then we can bring it down to the lower frequency where human beings operate and operate with it at that level. Then it will produce glory.
Amen.
Then it will produce glory.
Amen.
But notice, there's so much that has to do with understanding. There's only one reason why a lot of lives, a lot of people just go round and round. It's religion. Yeah. Some people say, I go to church every Sunday. It that means nothing. I pay my tithe. It means, praise God. Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything if it's not by spirit.
Yes.
You are just throwing money away. If you are tithing religiously by law, you are just wasting your money. Use that money for something else. It will benefit you more. The only way giving in the kingdom of God or any other thing in the kingdom of God produces fruits and it actually does what God created it to do is that it is done by the Spirit. There's a Spirit behind it. It's not like you cut the 10%. I cut my 10% I pay my tithe. Yeah, it's good. But what is the spirit? What is the spirit behind it? Because when you have that spirit behind it, you know it is impossible for you to be a tither, a giver in the kingdom of God. Whether it's tithe, whether it's first fruit, whether it's sacrificial offering, whether it's vows, whether it's pledges, whether it's all this, it is impossible for you to do it and for you to lack. It is impossible. It is impossible. Think about it. Think about it. Could Abel, do you think Abel could ever have lacked for any good thing? It is impossible. Cain did not understand it.
Yes.
Cain operated by the law. Their parents taught them tithe. Whatever you get, give 10%. Abel got the spirit.
Yes.
Cain got the law. And the difference was very clear in both of their lives. It's not by law. Jesus said the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Everything God tells you to do, there's a spirit behind it. The only way, and every notion, and every principle, and every thought in the word of God, and in the kingdom of God, there's a hidden spirit behind it. In order for you to elicit the full blessings of those things that God has said, you have to go behind what is on the surface and get to the spirit behind it. Why did God say, love those who do you wrong? If it's just by law, it doesn't make sense. Because they will keep, makes another, thank you. Because it's true. Because they will keep doing you wrong. They will keep doing you wrong. But then there's a spirit behind it. Number one, you are becoming more like God. Because the Bible says God reigns on both the evil and the righteous. He's kind, he's merciful. So you are, number one, you are being more like God. But number two, he says you are heaping coals of fire on their head. So one of these days, they are going to cook your meals. One of these days. Through your walking in love, the coals of fire you are heaping on their head, they will cook your meals. They will cook your meals. There's a spirit behind it. There's a spirit behind it. God is not just telling you, say, if they slap you one, turn the other. It's not so that they can break all your teeth. And so you have no teeth left. When you raise your heart to say hallelujah, you open your mouth and you have no teeth. Say, what happened to your teeth? I was obeying. I turned my left, I turned my right. That's not, like Brother Hagin used to say, this is, what's the, how's that he does describe that, the old, when he was, you know, in the early days, obviously, he counts people, and sometimes, you know, his ministry, his services, meetings, there were very handful of people, two or three people will be there. He would still be preaching like a crazy man, and he said sometimes there was just three people, and one of them was this old woman. There's a term he uses for this old woman that doesn't have a lot of teeth in her mouth. Like, you don't remember. Okay, let's move on. You know. He's trying to describe how old the old woman is. She's already lost all her teeth, but she's one of the three people who attended the service. And it's difficult to preach if you are looking at those three people. But if you know that what you are doing is you are sowing seed that will produce a harvest in your future. It's not three people you are preaching to. You are preaching to millions of people. You don't get to millions of people. You know, Billy Graham talked about when they told him, you know, he went, the late Billy Graham, he went, you know, one of the best schools, you know, best theological schools. His professors told him, you are not a good material. He said, you are not a good material. They told him, withdraw. Right? When he started his ministry, this is the man who preached to more people than anybody else ever in history. When he started his ministry, he used to go to the pond where there were crocodiles. And he would be preaching the gospel to crocodiles. You think Billy Graham was really preaching to crocodiles? Somebody's tickled back there. I get it. I get that joke later. Do you really think he was preaching just to crocodiles? He was sowing seeds. He was sowing seeds. He was sowing seeds. When he stood in some of the biggest arenas around the world, it didn't matter that there were thousands and hundreds of thousands of people there. Because he honed that gift, preaching to crocodiles. He and God. How about David? How did David become the man of God? He was in the shepherd. Yeah, it's always sheepfold. My English is going somehow. He was in the shepherd. He was in the sheepfold. Him and God. There were no cameras there. Nobody. There's no show. There's no glitz. No glamour in that wilderness. It was him and God. When the lion showed up, he didn't. What's this thing they do in corporate America where, you know, your performance things, where they score things? He didn't kill the lion and the bear for performance review. No, he did not. He didn't do it for that. He did it because within him, this is what I need to do here. There was no human being to take note to say, I will promote you because you did that. But you know what? The day came when they couldn't stop his promotion. And all the women, you know, it always begins with women. All the women started dancing. They just started dancing. Saul has killed his 1,000. David has killed his 10,000. It was these women who started this thing. It was the women who started it. But where did it start from? I'm trying to show you. There's a spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. We didn't open the notes today. We can stop, but we can stop. Hallelujah. We can stop. There's a spirit. Pray for yourself. Put your hands on your eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Open the eyes of my spirit. Open the eyes of my mind. Help me see what you see. Help me know like you know. Help me. Give me the spirit of wisdom and understanding. In the name of Jesus, help me to see the hidden wisdom that is not readily seen. Help me to be able to operate at your frequency. Help me, God, to be able to step up higher. What is not seen readily, help me to see it. In the name of Jesus, help me comprehend. Hallelujah. Help me comprehend. Help me lay hold of it, oh God. Help me lay hold of it. Let the benefit of the Spirit of God in every one of your precepts, let it accompany everything that I do and every step that I take in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let heavens be open over my life, the dew of heaven that you have promised. Help me walk. Help me receive it. Help me enjoy the fullness of it, Lord. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's close where we were in Luke chapter 9. Let's close right there. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. Let's close right there. This is what Jesus said. You can't follow God. You can't build with God unless you are his disciple. Luke 9:23. Look at it. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And what's verse 24? Let's go to verse 24. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. My friend, as we close today, there's glory at the end of your journey. There's glory. And there's glory not only when you get to the end of it. There's glory as there's a point you cross over and there is glory on your journey. The glory is always there, but it's not always apparent. But there's a place you get to and it becomes very apparent. It becomes very clear. As God calls us, as we get into this new year, let's make up our minds. The Bible says in the New Testament, let's gird up the loins of our minds. Let's make up our minds. We will follow God with everything we have. We will follow God. It doesn't cost, like the late Kenneth E. Hagin said, it does not cost to obey God. It pays great dividends. It pays great dividends. Whatever you lay down, you get it back a hundredfold, a hundredfold. As we get into a season of fast coming next week, not this week, the following week, you deny yourself. That's what you're doing. You're going to deny yourself food. Sometimes you'll be hungry, you want to eat, you deny yourself. And you carry your cross. What's that cross? It's the mandate God has given you. Whatever it costs, you follow him. I want to fulfill my purpose, my God-assigned purpose. I want to do the will of God. I want to be pleasing to the Master. And as you do that, glory. There's glory. There's glory.
The Bible says there's a hidden wisdom of God, and there is a glory that is also hidden. That hidden wisdom of God produces that glory. Said if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They would not have. Because look, how many people God has called to glory because Jesus paid the price. Let's stand to our feet today. Let's, as we get into 2025, hallelujah, as we get into this beautiful year, this amazing year that God has given unto us, let's commit. This is going to be a great year. We will enjoy the dew of heaven. We will serve God at a higher level. We will know God at a higher level. We will walk with God at a higher level. We will rise up to his frequency in the name of Jesus. So that the things that eyes have not seen, and the things that ears have not heard, and the things that have not yet entered into the heart of man, may begin to be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, so that we can walk, we can begin to walk in the fullness of those things. We can begin to lay hold into things that God has prepared for us. My friends, whether you are young or older, as we close this service today, what a beautiful Sunday. Wherever you are, whether in this room or somewhere out there, virtual, there's no virtual in the spirit. You are right here with us. We're together. I want you, we started, you remember I told, the Lord helped us see last year, as we finished last year, how you finish is how you start. We finish well, so we can start well. Let's start well. As we do gratitude and thank God for all he's done and all he's going to do this year, let's commit ourselves to him. Let's open up ourselves to him. Lord, I follow you. With everything that I have, I follow you. I will shine forth your glory. Everywhere I go, I'll be a worthy representation of you. I will let the world see the hidden wisdom that you have created and hidden for me within me. I let the world see the blessing and the anointing of God that you have invested in my life. I will be one of those reasons why the world says, thank God, thank God. Because they'll look at your life, they'll look at my life, and they'll say, thank God, thank God. God is alive and well. God is alive and well. He's still doing miracles. They look at your life and they look at mine and they say, thank God. Thank God he's alive. Thank God he's doing miracles. So let's yield to him today. Let's commit to him today. We'll follow you, Father. We'll step up. When Moses turned around, I said, I will turn around. I'll see this. Lord, we will turn around too. We'll not walk past you. We'll not walk past your voice. We won't despise the voice of the Holy Spirit. We'll follow you. We'll follow you like David in the sheepfold. Whether there are people there to mark our script or not, we will follow you. Whether there are people there to commend us and say, oh, how good. Whether they are there or not, we'll follow you. We'll be pleasing to you. To be pleasing to you will be the greatest desire of our heart. Will be the greatest pursuit of our life. To be in the center of your will be our greatest motivation for everything that we do in our lives. To manifest your glory so that people can see there's still a living God in heaven. There's still a living God amongst men. We yield to the Holy Spirit of God. We'll follow him. We'll deny ourselves. We'll carry our cross. We'll follow him. We become everything that you called us to become. We yield to you daily. That's what he said. Carry that cross daily. We yield to you daily. Not just on Christmas. Not just on watch night. Not just the first Sunday of the year. Not just Easter. No, daily. 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 Seek to please you. When it's time to rest, we will rest. And follow your example. When it's time to walk, we will walk. We'll follow your example. When it's time to think quietly and plan and strategize, we will think quietly and plan and strategize. When it's time to execute, we will execute. When it's time to network, we will network. When it's time to rise, we will rise. When it's time to lie down, we'll lie down. We will do things in the right place. We'll be in the right place at the right time with the right plans, with the right pursuits. Just like you. We'll live a complete life. A life of grace. A life of glory. A life of wisdom. And then we will see you do great things through our hands. Through our lives. Through our hands, you pull down mountains. Through our lives, giants will be subdued. Through our lives, miracles will be produced. Through our lives, the enemies will be confused. Through our hands, we will see you do it. We thank you, Father. We give you the glory, O God. There may be somebody somewhere listening to this, Lord, who's crying in their hearts and saying, I wish I could have a new beginning with God. Listen to me. This is the first Sunday of the year. It's always an opportunity for a new beginning. Wherever you are not too far for God. You are not too far gone. I don't care what you've done. Jesus' sacrifice already covered that too. If you will turn today, if you will turn today and open your heart, and if you invite the Lord in, say, Jesus, come into my heart. If you are not yet saved, say, Lord, come into my heart. I repent of every sin. Come into my heart right now. Save me. Save me. Holy Spirit, come. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I yield to you. You can do that today. God will give you a new beginning. If you were saved already before, but you were backsliding, you lost your place, it's not too late. As long as there is life, there's hope. The fact that you are alive is a testimony to the mercy of God. It means God still has a purpose for your life. It means God still has a plan and agenda for you. So you can invite him if you're backsliding. You can say, Lord, I'm sorry. I walked away from you. I walked in disobedience and did my own thing. Became wayward. But I repent. I ask for your forgiveness. I'm coming back home. Like the prodigal son today, I'm coming back home. I know your heart is open. Your arms are wide open to receive me. So I come running back home, Lord. Refresh me anew. Rain on me the dew of heaven. Renew this spirit. The bones that have been broken, Father, refresh them and give them new life. In the name of Jesus, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you are not unsaved and you are not backsliding, you can come to God too. You can make this a new beginning too. You can say, Lord, that new thing you promised, that next level, I'm ready for it. Here I am. I'm ready for it. I present myself to you. Here I am. I'm ready for it. Like Moses heard your voice in the wilderness, in the backside of the desert, and he said, Lord, oh, that's you, Lord. It's you I've been looking for all this while. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Well, Lord, we tell you, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. Wherever, God, wherever we have failed and we've not received the fruits and the blessings of your covenant in our lives, that is in the past now. 2024 is past now. This is a new day. This is a new year. There are new opportunities. There's new glory, new promotion, new favor, new doors. We put on the mind of Christ. We take the thoughts of God so that we can receive and enter into the glories that God has prepared for us. Father, we thank you so much. You are so worthy to receive our glory and our praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He deserves the glory. He deserves the glory. He alone deserves all the glory and all the praise. Thank you so much for worshiping with us. Today, there will be no midweek service. Midweek service, by God's grace, will resume when we start the fast next week. And we look forward excitedly. This Daniel fast is going to be the best that we have ever done. I can just see it ahead. I can just see that. This Daniel fast is going to be the best that we have ever done. I can see it. I can see the Spirit of God breathing upon it. Breathing upon all of us. I can see Him doing great things. Hallelujah. Hold on to somebody's hands. Let's share the grace together in fellowship.